This is tape number 2, October the 10th, 1992. Thank you, Commander.
At any given time in history, you're going to have a typical appearance. You ones like fashions, the dress of the day. Anymore is the non-dress of the day. Mm-hmm. Why would you expect Isu to come back in something that was suitable 2,000 years ago to the generations in need in 1992 or 1999 or 2012. You want to relate to this being and you want him to appear in human form, a physical manifestation, and yet you want him to look like the vision that Michelangelo painted of God. Well, after all, he's a reflection of God, he should look like God. No. That was the way Michelangelo thought God might look. But because it worked for him, and he was able to present that image to you, that's what you're going to see, isn't it? Accept it. But know that before the real one, always will come the imitation. Because always when calling up these energies and when you're thinking about them, they're going to present to you what they think you want to see. And if you don't clear your space, they're going to play games with you. Because that means you're open enough for the receiving, but not trained well enough for the discerning. When we begin to come, our first appearances will be in holographic form. We already do that. That keeps you from incarcerating us of the leadership. You've tried. And I believe that the records will show that once you have manifested a craft and a crew into your human environment, into physical density, they become susceptible to things like bullets, but especially susceptible to things like energy lasers. Because long since in the higher dimensions have they learned to function as an energy field. That's all you are, electromagnetic motor mechanism entity. But you're given the breath of life. Well, so too are some of the robotoids given the breath of life. But it's not the breath of life of God. And here's where you get into the confusion of souls. And the breeding out of soul essence. The recycling of mere bodies. Does that mean that these ones cannot have souls? Of course not. And that's why I'll have an army when I'm ready for it. Because there are plenty of robotoids built, hardly programmed, really. And there's no one in the human form that can give the breath of life of God, Creator. But if we travel with Creator, we've got it made, haven't we? Does that mean we'll interfere? No. But you see what's going to happen. is that these creatures, they can even be programmed to be pretty awful. But every created thing has its one uniqueness, and that is to again be one with Creator. And when you have manufactured a higher intelligence, it is seeking its oneness with its Creator. And because these objects are also given the rules, the evil ones are given the rules by reverse or negative input. But they have computer minds, and they work only on the data. When given an opportunity to reverse that, they'll do it. They'll do it. And it's very, very complicated. As with God, it's total simplicity, but it's very complicated for you ones to comprehend it. So there's a full-blown army already built on your place. And you see, they don't have the right of choice. So it's going to be a matter of whoever gives the right signals. And entities will always choose God. Don't you think the dog that you've trained, if you mistreat it, would turn to God to love it? It would be very hard for it. It's not that hard for these little robotoids, because they're also beginning to develop instinct. And they're all looking for a master. Just like your computer, it goes right back to its central core for its programming. And it will take programming from anybody, just like the subconscious mind will. Tell it something enough, and you believe it, and you will function on that information. That is what the human mind, subconscious mind, will do. So with a power greater and a positive structure, I don't think we'll have much difficulty reprogramming. But numbers become a whole thing of a different color. The full intent is to depopulate. They will do it through all sorts of things. And if it doesn't work, they'll simply go to war and wipe you out. Somewhere in this. Are you enjoying Nostradamus? Mm-hmm. Share that with us, Oberle. Nora, I think that you would enjoy acquaintance with this one. Can leave out the French. Oberle would like to leave out Nostradamus. But I think you should have a little fun along this journey. And this man was never wrong. He's just never been figured out. And you've got someone corresponding now who understands that and has been given some great insight. And I would like for you to enjoy it.
This is dated today, October 10th. Dear Commander, of course I will write, and such can be bound and printed. You know this. You know me to do a facsimile of the Oxford. You need me to do a facsimile of the Oxford Dictionary. I will. Just let me know whom and where to send it. If you want the quatrains to be continued to be sent to the Liberator, I will continue with that as well, sir. What I can give, I will, and this too you know. I am deeply honored and humbled. I know that is not the word I need, but we do not use blocks of energy thought, so I really have no word in any earth language to express what I feel. Startled is a nice adverb for it. And yes, I do realize the grave responsibility, nor do I envy poor Dharma.
Now, this one has it absolutely right, too. When she refers to Dharma, it's a little D. Dharma is simply a word. Go on, please.
Dear readers, I will not bore you with past quatrains that have already been done, even if inaccurately, because the time for that is later, not now. This is because this world order is a very insidious evil that comes this way, and it is already testing its heinous power as I work this day. There is so much more than Michael's quatrains to work upon, and I know this. This is confirmation for each and every one of you. You must believe that you are all unique and special in your own manner, in accordance with His will. In the words of a wise six-year-old, God don't make no junk. I want to point out to Sananda's critics that if he used the Georgian calendar, indeed, October 26th would be quite appropriate. So unless you are asking be his day of birth by the Julian calendar or Augustinian or Georgian, you only sound foolish indeed. It can be several days, depending upon the calendar which is used. It is why some don't blink an eye at such a date alteration of 2 weeks. Now for a little rules of the game of, I believe it's Michelle. I called it Michael a minute ago.
Michelle, yes.
As I refer to Nostradamus, I will tell you, were Michelle here today, I would hit him so hard when he woke, not only would his clothes be out of style, it would be the next millennium. Somewhere, someplace, most logically some hidden place in Ceylon, France, are all his quatrains, in order and unscrambled. Perhaps just a Rosetta Stone of some kind. There is a pattern to his quatrains and to his anagrams. Some of his quatrains have the adverbs and adjectives rearranged. Some of the most important lines are done in lower case, such as was the case with the commander of the Phoenix. Not one word was out of sentence structure. This is very important to note, for if you have pursued this man's enigma for over a decade, as I have, these things become crystal clear after going over them for the trillionth time. I also want to point out that with a linguistics computer, these could be unraveled and most likely have been. As for the anagrams, I have a bad case of mirroring dyslexia, so a scrambled word to me does not look scrambled to my broken eyes. Except for that fact, if you study Latin, Greek, Old French, ancient cartography and social mores, etc., leave it alone as one word, then you too can do the same. But to do it correctly and give sense to them, you must do this or you must make up what you do not understand, and they are very understandable. Second, Nostradamus did not use articles in his quatrains often. Paren, the, is, at, and on, etc., so they must be inserted. Frequently, he rearranged the words of the sentence too. There are over 1,000 quatrains, and I am not going to give you all the why-fors and how-comes of it. You must remember that the Lollards, who were followers of John Wycliffe, lived just before Michael. They were the ones that said the church, the only church was the Catholic Church then, was getting too fat on gold, silver, and that piety of poverty was not even observed by the poorest of vicars. He was right. Therefore, the church labeled he and his followers heretics and promptly did such cute things as burned them at the stake, tortured them to recant their preaching, excommunicated them, had them drawn and quartered, and generally gave them a good old 15th century welcome. Now for the quatrain. Translation. The horrible war that in the West themselves effected, the year following comes the plague. So very horrible that it affects the young, the old, and the beasts, animals. Blood, fire, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter in France. The last three planets line up in France on September the 11th, 1993, and go through September 26th, 1993. In France means in Virgo. Each country has an astrological sign, according to Nostradamus, as America is July 4th, so it would be Cancer. This is taken from an ephemeris that was done by computers for accuracy. Frankly, it's a pain, for I use it only because it gives a time reference. That is all. On Friday night, October the 8th, 1992, on CNN World News, there was something that should make everyone shake in their shoes. In Arizona, USA, a case of pneumonic plague died.
Hold. Did everybody hear that? What did it mean to you? What have you heard about it?
I haven't heard anything.
Nothing.
Pneumonic or bubonic?
Bubonic.
Ah. Bubonic. Is there a difference? Death in life, maybe. Go on.
Now, we in Nevada, USA, have bubonic plague in the ground squirrels. We affectionately called them little bubonics.
But they do in California also.
But pneumonic is another thing entirely. There are three kinds of plague. Septic kills you in hours. Pneumonic, it kills you in a few days. And the ever-popular bubonic, it kills you in about a week or so. The whole point being that plagues kill animals too, not just humans. Michel was a physician, and when he said plague, he meant plague. Yes, his first wife and family died of plague, not because he could not have healed them, but because he did not give them the antibiotic preparation in time. Even now, we had 9 deaths last year in this state from bubonic. Does this line up with roadblocks in Arizona? I should think so. It is a virulent, deadly disease, and if you do not have the antibiotic in time, you will die. All plagues affect children and the elderly much worse than a healthy young adult, and it usually kills them. Any text on the pathology of disease will give you this information. Blood refers to death and dying, fire to destruction, of which there is a great deal going on right now. Any macro-micro world economist can verify that a war is what brings a nation out of a depression. We've had the supposed arsonists setting fires all over the western United States and burning millions of acres to ashes. If it was hardwood, we could make soap. Tons of it. I must make sport, for what comes is beyond tears, so very much does it hurt. Some of you will die, in fact, a great many will die, if you do not listen up. Do you think any world leader really gives a doodly squat about one of us marked as expendable or nuke fodder? I think not. Addendum. I must make greatest apologies, for I did not send the correct wording of Mendoza's. It is not a big glaring error, but it is an error mine. Yep, sure is that. To be very correct, it is nom, correction, dom, D-O-M, small n, apostrophe, Isus, dom and Isus, which translates to Lord forever Jesus or Lord born Jesus. Yes, it is small, but I do apologize. Being rattled by such is not an excuse, just a fact. I want the readers to know that I went to the Quatrains for several reasons, the most important being that if Commander Hatton was whom he said he was, I knew it would be there. Michelle would never have, quote, not seen such an awe-inspiring event and not written of it. I am sending along those pertinent to now. The others will be there for later. Dr. Young, please let me know how much space, for I never imagined so many would be printed, and I realize there are much more important events than playing cryptography games. Sincerely, DJ.
But there really aren't anything more important than a descrambling of the history as it was and as it is projected to be. And you can't expect it to appear in Americanese. Not going to. It was never written that way. And the great seers saw things that were not suitable for their minds to even explain in their given time. But do you see how wonderful it is when you each take your talents and you share? Because as Nora outlays the different pronunciations of the simple word Jesus, Isu, do you see that it allows truth to come forth out of Nostradamus' work? It's the time of knowledge coming to the forefront. And you ones didn't realize you would be it. And suddenly what was a little bit of fun or a need to be productive, an interest, a nagging little thing that keeps you going, becomes an immense responsibility. I don't want to spoil the joy of the production by you taking this as some great burden. You'll find what you need. This is for all of you. You're going to be getting more and more understanding. Don't push the river. Don't worry about that which is not yours to unfold. The teachers will take care of that. And it's hard to know, it's hard to discern, it's hard to hear. Well, just what is my job? Well, it comes with a lot of training. A lot. Hours and hours and hours. And this one had to learn Old French. to even be able to go back and see what was incorrect in the French as reproduced. And it's not as simple as Dolores Cannon make it seem. I'll just put someone in a trance and Nostradamus is going to spew it all out. That's not going to happen. But because there was enough unfoldment of the Nostradamus predictions, the first person that Dolores worked with gave very, very valid information to the extent of their capability. Volume 2 was worse than drivel. And George and Desiree feeling very, very put upon, very sad, and now they will even get a nice lawsuit from the one in point who wrote the book. I don't care whether they like it or don't like it. If it's not truth, it's not truth. But your blood will boil when you know that it is truth. It'll tell you. You'll know. And when you hear that you are headed for a war, you know there's going to be one. You can lie to yourself and say, well, maybe we'll avert it. Is Nostradamus any different than Revelation? Not a lot. Not a lot. It's having to come into understanding of either one. But you have to understand that enough of the information was written in the New Testament to literally pull ones away from the old Mosaic laws that were taught in the Torah. This is where you had the Judaist approach and the Christian approach. This is why those two are out here at opposite ends. So what happens? If you use your mind, you can see what happens. When those ones who had utilized for their own benefit, even those old laws. And you can see from what is written there that they conjured most of them. Because so many of the things would not have been the way that God functions if He is goodness and light. So you have to wonder, well, was He really goodness and light? Well, if you wonder about that, then your journey is even harder. Because you're going to have to do a lot more studying to see if God of creation, who had capability of creating total perfection in working order and total balance in an entire overall universe, endless, infinite, then surely He would not have been dumb enough to do some of the things attributed to Him. Nor would He need to get angry. He would just uncreate you if you displeased Him. Or He might toy with you. But does a father literally tease his child when it is painful to the child? Some, if they're mean enough. But a father that is always loving would not do that to his child. But a father who is loving and responsible will require discipline of himself and toward the child. You have a situation where all along the way you were given the truth as it would be. One's not understanding their spiritual call, but doing the best they could with the threat of death always overhanging them. It's easier today in this instance. There is no way the threat of death can overhang me, Hatton, and they know it. Now they can threaten my scribe, my speaker, whoever it might be, but they know that I have the right to respond in kind. And they know when you might doubt, they know. It's always wise to know your enemy. And my enemy knows me very well. My enemy has never left sight of his goals. Most of my people have done so and wallowed around in his game. And now you're stuck with having to sort the reality of your whole existence, your whole manifested experience, from that which you perceive to be real, which is this that you can seemingly touch. But anyone who's had a good, vivid nightmare that wakes you up with your heart pounding and a scream on your lips that you cannot make a sound, when you awaken, is very real, isn't it? And then your reasoning mind cuts in and you start picking it to pieces. Oh, I was dreaming. What are you going to do to wake yourself from this one? What in the world are you going to do to awaken yourself from this illusion, this dream? Or are you going to insist that your energy form, your higher mind, play it out? That's all that's at stake here. That's all that we're talking about. Perceived pain is as deadly and as miserable and as awful as real pain. What in the world are you talking about? Imagine pain? Does something like ergotrate as an anesthetic boggle your mind? Some of the other early anesthetics they used? Oh my goodness. They didn't do anything but paralyze you. So you couldn't do anything. But while you were under the knife, I want to tell you, it hurt. It did nothing to the pain. You just couldn't move. And then it had another remarkable effect. You couldn't remember. It was not an anesthetic. And the subconscious mind is never turned off. If you think so, forget it. Even in your sleep, portions of your subconscious mind are still functioning, so that that body is continuing to automatically control itself to stay alive. There is really no such thing as total unconsciousness. There is subconsciousness. There is literal sleep, where portions of that subconscious is turned off. And then there is literally a being without mind, mental, calculating, functioning. That's coma. And part of that takes place in sleep. But the subconscious mind is still sorting and tucking away the data while you're sleeping. And you can be roused very easily by the introduction of pain or touch or any of the physical senses toward the body. Most comas where the body is still functioning, in fact all where the body is still functioning, the only reason that it is not deteriorating is because there is still a viable cord attachment to the soul energy. Because when the cord is cut, the body begins to deteriorate. It's dead. You can mechanically keep it alive. You can keep the cellular structure going. But up until that cord is cut, providing there is a brain to return to for function, literally physical brain matter to allow for function, that astral energy form called soul can return. You're more apt to get a good hypnotherapist to return that mind to body than any surgeon on your place. You have to summon it. You have to give it responsibility. And it's harder once you have a visibly unconscious person. This is why I could never suggest anything more clearly to you than to have a contract signed with a surgeon and an anesthesiologist if you're going into surgery, that he may not say this, 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 and this while you are, quote, out of it. Because the subconscious mind is wide open. And if that doctor says you're not going to live past 3 hours, it's going to be very hard to keep you alive after those 3 hours. And if it tells you that you're not going to function well after this surgery or after this or after that, you're going to do exactly what you're told to do. It's the time of coming together of the higher knowledge of how things work. Against these predictions that are set down as having been seen to come to be, it can be a blessing, or you can just move right along with it. I would hope that you can get the message and prepare for these things, because the largest number are going to go with these predictions. You can see it unfolding in front of you. That's why you can also know that if you handle yourself properly and you stay within the lighted shield, no matter what the rest of the world does, you do not have to be involved in it, not to this extent. It's going to affect you. But if you refuse to allow it to manipulate and totally control you, even through this you can control your destiny. Where are we too overly on this tape?
We have one more side to go. We're nearly to the end of this side.
All right. Rick, I believe I'll turn this over to you. this man says, not too long ago on the television there was a program which caught my eye. The reason was that it talked about an old 1874 mining law in which a person could still buy land for $2.50 per acre. I've yet been unable to find a copy of that mining law and therefore have a question of you or those among your ground crew who might be able to supply some information. Rick found some homesteading information, etc. I don't know if this would apply. Oh, here's a precious one. I wish you would get some information on rheumatoid arthritis that millions of us are truly suffering from, and it has been going on for thousands of years. I'm sure there's a cure, but doctors and drug companies would lose billions. I've been given several terrible medicines that kept me sick all the time. I had such side effects. And so forth. Yes, but it's so simple. They won't let you have it either. Find out about your hydrogen peroxide. Take it diligently along with your life crystals. You ones are just going to have to do it. Well, this one just asked about Bush's support of the UN peacekeeping. Well, I don't need really to go into this. It's obvious that Mr. Bush is going to do whatever the UN wants him to do, and he's already offered your closed bases, and they're already full, and some of them are waiting for as detention camps for you troublemakers. This one's just fun, overly read it. You need to have some fun.
Dear Cerisburg Hattonstein, I've gotten a nice chuckle from your new self-proclaimed card-carrying name. Paren, Destruction of a Planet, Zionism is Racism, page 131. It's a shame that so many people aren't aware of your fantastic personality and sense of humor. I can't tell you how much better I'm sleeping at night now that you're infinitely acceptable to the KZs. I've also seen the light and recognize the advantage and profit potential in claiming myself as God's chosen. Isn't life magnificent? The game gets exciting, does it not? Please, Hatton, rectify this Jew mystery once and for all. You cannot have it both ways. Was the term created in 1775 A.D. or? Us card carriers has got to get the facts straight.
Okay. Let's interrupt and get the facts straight. The term was created in the late 1700s, around 1767, something like that. But it has now been integrated into every translation since that day. And if I come along and I call these ones something else, you have no relative balance. You don't know what I mean. Relative to what means this word Jew? So we who write about it, because your history books literally reflect it that way, even though we can make a statement each time, we spend 95% of our time making explanations. This is exactly the way it was planned by your enemy. I'll make it so difficult for them to tell the truth that they won't bother. And when I'm speaking to a group, I can't even say, you're not a Judaist. I can be pretty sure who's a Khazarian and who's not. It gets harder and harder to tell who's a Hebrew, quote, and who's not. But if they go by the Yiddish language and the Talmud, then it's not hard at all. Those are the ones who took the name Jew. And back farther than that, in the 1300s, and even farther than that, really, back.